This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Remnant beneath me. Lost within our plans for life. It all seems so ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Final segment with Gerald Celente, who I really respect as an economist, a researcher. He's been a scientist, a lobbyist, best-selling author, number one New York Times best-selling author. And he's saying, look, I'm up here in New York, you know, getting rid of the income tax and the property tax write-off above $10,000 is going to hurt average people. I know most people that live in New York and everywhere, you might live in a tiny one-room apartment. It's like 20 grand a year in property taxes or whatever. It's passed on just in your rent. So, you know, you're paying $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for a crap hole a year. The leftists all launder their money through it. They all have all these other write-offs. I get the ultra-rich are the ones that created the scam. Trump's trying to kill the scam with this. He had huge write-offs with it. And so I think in the next year you're going to see property taxes and state income taxes go down in many blue state areas. But Gerald lives there, and he's as smart as I am or smarter. So let's get his analysis on this.
Well, here's, again, current events form future trends. This is just right off CNBC right now. New York real estate has its worst quarter in 6 years. Total sales volume fell 12% compared with the fourth quarter of last year, the lowest quarterly level in 6 years. And the reason they're saying it is, brokers say the declines are simply the result of uncertainty around the Republican tax plan as buyers held off because of the new law became clear. Again, I'm not hit by it. I have commercial buildings. The taxes here are ridiculous. We're being run by a bunch of little freaks called politicians. And I want to read you the definition. Anybody could Google it up, of what a politician is. So all you people that love your politicians, this is who you love, according to Merriam-Webster. A person primarily interested in political office for selfish or other narrow, usually short-sighted reasons.
A statesman is the opposite.
Exactly. A politician is, as I would call it, a low-life piece of crap. And I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. And I saw these little clowns of nothing, and it was the worst job I ever had. So when people fight for their political identity, you're also looking at a person who is professionally involved in politics, a person who acts in a manipulative and devious way, typically to gain advancement within an organization. So when we're talking about what's going on, Alex, no. They're not going to lower taxes. You've got a bunch of politicians that'll keep screwing the people.
And that's why they're so angry. That's why they're so angry at Trump. And one of the producers made the point, they're probably going to try to make it worse to hurt the recovery to blame it on Trump.
Exactly. And I'm showing you what's going on with the numbers already. And now there's, again, making the picture.
Yeah, they're calling it a blue state revolt because Trump did this. They're going to probably raise them like you just said. Oh, my gosh. That's why we have you on. You just made me think of that. You're probably, oh, my God, they're so evil.
And there's another problem. As interest rates go up, you're going to start seeing mortgage applications starting to go down. So this thing could have a very negative retail real estate effect because they're already looking at
the Well, you know, Trump thinks real estate's overvalued. The problem is, like you said, they'll lower the value of the real estate and then still raise the tax the way these assessors are so corrupt.
Exactly. So that's what's going on. So there's a real problem developing.
Boy, my grandfather was so loved in the little county they were in. He basically was a tax assessor, and he just said no tax on the poor and raise it on the rich. He'd go around knocking on rich people's doors. He was a Republican, and tell them, look, we're not going to kick that old woman out of her house. And tell them, you're going to accept raising your taxes. And people need to get back to that if we're going to have any culture, any civilization. Gerald Celente, we love you. TrendsResearch.com, you're awesome. Thank you for explaining that to me. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Jack Posobiec joins us. He, of course, has run the biggest grassroots Trump organization during the campaign, and he's been in naval intelligence as well until the media blew his cover, but that had nothing to do with the job he was doing trying to get the president elected to make America great again. And I wanted to get him on a few weeks ago about North Korea, but he's been on his honeymoon. He's back now. He was, of course, working the whole time. He was on his honeymoon in Europe. I wanted to get a report on what he saw in Europe. He traveled around Western and Eastern Europe and the big awakenings that are accelerating there. Now even Northern Europe saying we're going to be nationalist, our country's first. And I wanted to get him on about, you know, as I said, all things Trump. But this Bannon thing blew up, and I went with the same angle this morning. Hey, I don't want to get into infighting. I don't want to get into all this with Bannon. And I went and looked up the man that wrote the book, Fire and Fury, Mr. Wolf, and he's been called by major journalistic groups to be someone that manufactures fake quotes. And you've had a lot of people say now about the book itself, in quotes, they're saying that they never said anything close to that. Now, my job's not defending Steve Bannon. Breitbart sends us basically zero traffic, never writes about us, never supports us, never does anything. But that's fine. They write a lot of great news. I link to them every day. In fact, I was talking to one of the high-level folks. They said, no, InfoWars sends us about 20% of our traffic. I know Drudge sends them about 30, 40%. So that's pretty amazing. Again, one-way relationship. I think you're doing a good job. I'm going to send people to you, because I'm not about Alex Jones being king daddy here, and it's all about me, 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 just like Drudge is linking to everybody. That said, I said Drudge is usually right. He put out this tweet that this is basically schizophrenic behavior by Bannon, and he's got all these bodyguards around him, but I can confirm that he even tried to frisk Roger Stone. But Roger didn't want to go there today. He didn't want to get in infighting, and I don't either, okay? Even though it's been a one-way street with Stephen Bannon, he said some nice things to me, and, you know, we've talked some, but that's it. The point is that now you got the president's statement, and you can ask yourself, it's on InfoWars.com, it was given to Bloomberg by a White House aide, you got to ask yourself, did somebody else write this? Now, again, we got North Korea news. We've got all this other big stuff to cover. We're going to cover Jack Posobiec right now, but the statement is extremely incendiary. And it fits into a lot of things I heard behind the scenes but never knew if they were true or not. But we've seen so many times where McMaster comes out and quotes the president, and the president slaps it down 3 days later, that the BuzzFeed typewriter, Mr. Wolf, is a joke. So there's so much fake news, we don't even know this is true yet until the president tweets on it. Here's the statement from the president, according to Bloomberg. Steve Bannon has nothing to do with my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Steve was a staffer who worked for me after I'd already won the nomination, that's true, by defeating 17 candidates. Bob described as the most talented field ever assembled, the Republican Party. Now that he is on his own, this does re-elect the president, by the way, Steve is learning what winning isn't always as easy as I make it look. She had very little to do with our short victory, which was delivered by the forgotten men and women of this country. I've said that to Bannon myself, because he tried to make himself like the leader. Yet Steve had everything to do with the loss of the Senate seat in Alabama, held for more than 30 years by a Republican. Steve doesn't represent his base. He's only in it for himself. Steve pretends to be at war with the media, which he calls the opposition party. But he spent his time at the White House leaking false information to the media to make himself seem far more important than he was. It is the only thing he does well. Steve was rarely in a one-on-one meeting with me, and my only pretends to have had influence to fool a few people with no access and no clue, whom he helped write phony books. We have many great Republican members of Congress and candidates who are very supportive of Make America Great Again agenda. They love the United States of America and are helping to finally take our country back and build it up rather than simply seeking to burn it down. Developing. Well, that's Bannon saying burn down the establishment, so that's kind of a twist on that. We have not, again, prescripted any of this with Jack Posobiec. We're going to get his raw view on this. You were kind of like me this morning saying, well, this guy over here, this Wolf guy, is known as a BuzzFeed type guy. I mean, all over the liberal conservatives say that he just makes stuff up, and that's what he's known for, so let's not just believe this. But then now this is coming out purportedly by the president and is a top news story in the country. Jack Posobiec, you're a smart guy. What are you thinking? What are your sources saying?
Alex, my sources are coming from all over the place today. This got hot and heavy early this morning when Drudge put his tweet up basically endorsing what Wolf had said in there. However, we do know that the sort of feud between Bannon and Drudge has been going on for many months now. I don't really know what kicked that off, but we definitely know that Drudge's coverage of Bannon, the man, not necessarily Breitbart, has always been uniformly negative. That being said, this guy Wolf, he's also out there claiming today that the president didn't want to win the presidency, and no one on the campaign thought that he was going to win on election day. Now, we know that that's been false.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. So I don't know if anyone's shown the president the fact that this guy, Wolf, actually has numerous excerpts of his book out today. I've gone and looked at the media is only focusing on the ones about Steve Bannon because the media, and by the way, the media usually hates Bannon and calls him every name under the sun.
Exactly, but a bunch of people are coming out saying that this is all fiction.
Right, so this guy is known for taking things out of context, and I talked to one of my sources, and my source basically said that when Bannon said that, he was characterizing what the left's argument was, that he was characterizing the media and the left say this about Don Jr. and say this about the Russians and say this about Mueller, that he wasn't saying it himself. However, this guy Wolf took that part out of it that said he was talking about the left, not saying it from himself.
Well, that's like when Der Spiegel was here, and like I often do about loud press in here, I buy him some barbecue. And I said, hey, come on in. We've got brisket, sausage, and chicken. And the guy goes, oh, you want me to see your sausage? Then they put it in the newspaper that I said, look at my sausage. So that's how they twist things.
Right, exactly. So they're going to take whatever the most malpractice kind of reading, whatever, however badly they can take it out of context, they're going to take it that much out of context because they want this feud between Bannon and Trump. And Bannon, as a person, also represents to a lot of people sort of in the narrative, the media narrative, represents the base. They want to drive a feud between Trump and his base, and they look at driving a sort of wedge between Trump and Bannon as a way of doing that. Now, we all know that Trump has sources well outside of Bannon. He talks to lots of people in the base. He talks to lots of people directly. He goes on Twitter and talks to people. And that was my first reaction when I saw that there was a statement out from the president. I said, why didn't he tweet about it? He can tweet about Iran. He tweets about North Korea, that great button tweet yesterday that North Korea completely responded to. So why not tweet about the Steve Bannon thing? Why is there a release? Well, usually these statements, these releases are written sort of in a collective by the White House and then released officially. So it's not directly coming from the president.
This was clearly sitting and waiting. And they said, sir, probably 6 months ago, we've got to get a response ready in case something happens. It's been laying there and waiting.
Right. So this thing has been, whether it was Bannon who said something or whether it was somebody else on the campaign who came out like David Bossie or Corey Lewandowski, anyone else who was at that high level, General Flynn, of course, was up there. Anytime there was bad news, they could just sort of take the name out, put another name in, and then put whatever, you know, whatever incendiary comments they wanted. And hey, the president's a counterpuncher. So North Korea got to see that yesterday. Steve Bannon's getting to see it today. But I think there's more to this story. And so my sources have told me that they're working diligently to get to the president to make sure that he understands everything that's going on with this story, and to understand that they're trying to create a feud between the president and his allies outside of the White House.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of added evidence to that, because Bloomberg gets it. I mean, this just appears, and it's not through the president. But I'll give Drudge credit when he talks about Bannon being paranoid. I've talked to not just Roger, who wants to say nice things, and I get it, that, you know, Bannon is you know, surrounded by basically...
No, the bodyguards are real. I've had to go through the bodyguards myself with them. I've personally met his bodyguards. I've gone through them. I've seen his security retinue. And that's also a function of Bannon going to so many public events these days. He's out there everywhere, and there isn't anyone the deep state would want to take out more than Bannon at this point. So I can understand having the bodyguards, but these guys, they're serious guys.
All right, let's shift gears with Jack Posobiec into North Korea and how our button's bigger than their button. I don't know, but Kim Jong-un is so manly, though. He's so powerful.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Host Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec joins us right now, and during the break before we went live, he was making some really good points about this Michael Wolff, who's known by liberal and conservative journals as beyond BuzzFeed when it comes to the fiction section. I have a statement from the First Lady saying they expect this book to be sold in the fiction section. So I'm not here to defend Bannon. I'm simply saying someone's trying to start a civil war. The deep state wants to distract people. But then Jack Posobiec laid it all out during this break, and I want him to repeat what he told me because it's absolutely true. What's the one thing Donald Trump doesn't like to do, but this very writer, Wolf, says that Trump, in the big article he wrote, Donald Trump didn't want to be president. And then the people in the New York magazine say he never said this. This is all fiction. So, again, we've got to throw all this out. And the president didn't tweet this. The president didn't tweet this. This is just a statement that Bloomberg got. Jack, repeat what you told me.
Right. So this guy, Matthew Wolff, who put out these quotes about Bannon today, well, he actually put out a lot of quotes. He's got numerous books excerpts that are coming out. And this is all about drumming up publicity for his book. He wants the left. He wants the resistance. He wants the Russia people. He wants them all to buy his book. So he's putting out all these excerpts from his book. And some of them we know to be false. One of the big ones, and New York Magazine is covering it like it's news, he says Donald Trump didn't secretly, I guess, didn't actually want to win the election. And your point, Alex, you were saying, yeah, that's why he did eight rally stops a day and was going all over the country, wouldn't stop, you know, playing with land, do another one. But this guy is claiming that Trump didn't actually want to win. Well, we know that's false. And if we can prove that that's false, then does that mean that we should believe all of his statements about Steve Bannon? He makes statements about Kellyanne Conway. He makes statements about the First Lady and other people all throughout this book, apparently, and in these excerpts. So a lot of it seems like fiction to me, or highly, highly sensationalized. I could understand him saying that Trump wasn't sure if he was going to win because the president himself said that he thought that it was a rigged system and that they were going to use all sorts of trickery to get him out. And they tried to. They tried many ways. They were talking about recounts. They were talking about voting machines. We all knew about this. But for him to take a statement like that and blow it way out of proportion, it sounds to me like that's what he's doing very much with these Bannon statements. And the media, of course, is catching on to that because they want to create this narrative that there's chaos, this narrative that there's division within
sure,
the
this
movement,
is the next
that Trump isn't doing well.
This is the next pissgate. It's going to be book after book of just made-up crap. That's clearly where this is going. And Stephanie Grisham, the communications director of the First Lady, because she supposedly quoted in here, you know, that he was going to lose and he wanted to lose. This book is filled with false and misleading accounts from individuals who have no access or influence with the White House. Participating in this book, that can only be described as trashy tabloid fiction, exposes their sad, desperate attempts at relevancy. This book is clearly going to be sold in the bargain fiction section. Ms. Trump supported her husband's decision to run for president and, in fact, encouraged him to do so. She was confident he would win and was very happy when he did. So that's what the press secretary and the spokesperson for the First Lady have had to say there, Jack.
So that means that they're claiming that the book says that Melania didn't want Trump to win and didn't want Trump to run, if that's what she's responding to, which also makes no sense. She stated on numerous occasions that she urged him to. He even said at one point that he wasn't sure about running and that Melania Trump was the one that convinced him to run. So the book just,
when he first announced he went to Scotland for months, meditated, didn't want to hurt the family, didn't want to lose all the money. And she said, you've got to do it. You've been so upset about what's happening. And he said, OK, I'm doing it because my wife wants me to.
Yeah, he specifically quoted, he told the story of that he was watching the riots in Baltimore and Ferguson, the fires, the burning, the violence that was going on. And he said that it was watching that on TV that she pointed to that. Melania Trump pointed to that and said, something has changed in our country.
But instead, they've got cartoon graphics.
If you run now, you'll win.
Instead, they've got cartoon graphics showing Kushner, Ivanka, Reince Priebus, and Bannon all celebrating. Pence doesn't know what to do. Trump is upset, and Melania is crying. This is the crap. Remember what the owner of major newspapers said, William Randolph Hearst, when he openly funded the fake graphics painted by Remington and others, reportedly, of the Spanish committing atrocities in Cuba to launch the Spanish Civil War. He said, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. And that's what this is. They show you a picture of Trump and Melania upset and crying when they won. Total, complete horse manure.
It looks like something out of Mad Magazine, not New York Magazine. This is it's fiction, it's parody, it's caricature. This is not real life. This is not, there is not one picture of that room from that night of anyone doing anything other than celebrating, slapping each other on the back, high fives. People were elated. I saw them right after that at the party. Nobody was upset. Now, let me look at some of these graphics, right?
They've got graphics of him
like the Democrats' wet dream.
Well, that's subliminal. It's supposed to look like a KKK robe, and he's eating a hamburger pissed.
Right, with their CIA operative Anderson Cooper on the TV screen.
Man, this is just because this was their day of defeat. This was their Waterloo. And so they take it and turn it into our defeat. They're upset they won. No!
Right. The president of the United States, or Donald Trump, didn't want to be the president of the United States. I'd like to see them with Hillary's version of events from that night, because we all know that she had to be restrained that evening. We know that she had to be, that she wasn't allowed to be on stage.
We first broke that she was literally completely drunk. You're absolutely right. But look, he's only delivered on his promises, too. That's why they're so pissed. Sorry, go ahead.
No, he has only delivered on his promises. And if you look in just the past week and what we've seen from the start of the new year onwards, we've seen these massive uprisings in Iran that the president is completely supporting, as opposed to Obama, who basically said that we need to listen to the mullahs and we need to respect the results of the election in 2009. So he cut off the uprising of the people who wanted freedom in Iran. Then we saw the president talk about the North Korea. And saying that he is going to use his big button, he is going to use the American nuclear arsenal against North Korea, and ours actually works as opposed to theirs. And then immediately after that, Kim Jong-un orders the wartime hotline to be opened up with South Korea again for the first time in years. In years.
Well, let's expand on that. This shows us that even though Russiagate's falling apart, they said you didn't vote for Trump, the Russians stole it. Now they say he didn't want to win. Well, that was the case. He would have rolled over to the establishment once he got in. Instead, he's risking his life, his treasure, everything, rampaging for America, delivering on so many fronts. I mean, it's incredible. And my conversations when he was candidate Trump and then elect president and then president some is all keep going. We're going to deliver. Guaranteed, Alex. We're going to win. I need you to work harder than ever. Believe me, I'm committed. I will not let you down. I mean, he's just somebody that always does that. That's who he is. He doesn't do something to lose.
If he wanted to go and follow the establishment's agenda, he could do so every day. He wouldn't need to be tweeting about it. He wouldn't need to be fighting the media. He could just be doing whatever Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan told him to. He'd have 100 bills passed, and they would all be pro-establishment.
They would have people in L.A.
George Bush Jr., which is what they want.
They would have people in L.A. blocking him on the highway getting. He'd stop the car, get out, and jump down into culverts to get into the speech. But again, they say he didn't really want to win. And they say, I'm an actor, and I'm not real. Because they were going to put in court me as the Joker, all going, take drugs, kids, they're good for you. And they go, they went, no, he's being an actor, they're telling kids not to take drugs. They go, oh, look, his lawyers admit he's an actor. No, I was playing the part of a Joker saying, take drugs, kids, so they wouldn't take drugs. It was an anti-drug, anti-fluoride, anti-toxin event. And again, they wanted to put that in court like I'm a raving lunatic. And they went, he's being an actor. But it doesn't mean I'm an actor now, and then I was playing a part. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, www.thehearyou.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, they're saying Trump's completely fake. That's something Howard Stern puts out ad nauseum. I'm not attacking Howard Stern. It's just it's not true. That Trump never thought he'd win the presidency, and they just put it out, and now they've got a book out. Michael Wolff claiming that Bannon hates Trump, and he thinks that you know they're Russian agents or whatever. Just total made up crud. Even leftist publications are saying Wolff is basically a fiction writer. And now New York Magazine has a big graphic novel. It's not like the big graphic novel that was just put out yesterday, a few days ago, by the London newspaper, The Metro, that was a child sex manual for pedophiles, basically. No, it's not that piece of leftist art. It's Trump and Melania crying when he won. Even though I've talked to people in the room, they weren't sure they were going to win and thought they'd lose till about a little bit later. They were ecstatic and you couldn't believe it. But that doesn't matter that he did 8 stops a day. It doesn't matter he lost hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money. And all the pageants being canceled and people, you know, selling their condos or leaving his golf course resorts or, you know, all the rest of it, and the thousands of lawsuits. No, no, no. And giving up the big TV shows and all of it. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all fake. It's all a fraud. Simply incredible. And I've been ranting while Posobiec was talking. One of his mutual friends is Brent Smith. He was the creative director for the New York Times number one best-selling Clinton Cash, a graphic novel. And he's put out several other graphic novels. DonaldJThump.com. DonaldJThump.com is the new one. It's got several books about Trump as a little blonde-haired bunny rabbit. Thump, the first Bundered Days, Timothy Lim and others, and Brent R. Smith, who joins us right now with the graphics and the rest of it. And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item, and we've got a big special on it. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and which is glossily printed in high quality, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us, helps support the whole operation. It's pretty ridiculous to have me there with Donald Trump as a bunny rabbit. But the book explains it all, The Art of InfoWars. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody knows we had the Trump and Reagan limited editions by the famous artist whose art hangs at the Ronald Reagan National Library in California. And when we sold out of those couple thousand, that was it. Well, this poster is a limited edition. The book isn't. So it's a very limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet because it just went up for sale today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get Thump, The First 100 Days. And then we've got poster, the glossy poster that goes with it, America First in 1776, InfoWars.com. We're going to go back and have him on, Brent Smith, who's been on with Jack Posobiec on his program. But I was interrupting Jack so much hurriedly because his points were so accurate. I'm mad at myself. Not that I did anything wrong. I didn't instantly get it, knowing fraudulent books like the PP Gate thing or how they do this historically with dirty tricks, the Democratic Party especially, how we saw them come out and attack Bannon to create the split, simultaneously launched through the book this other big article that Trump wanted to lose, and just more rolling out and more books coming. This is just an example of they're not giving up. They've signaled that, okay, we'll kind of have a honeymoon and back off. You've beaten us. But that they have no intention. Even the president over the holidays said, maybe I like the media. Maybe we're going to work together. You know, we got the tax bill. My approval rating's way up despite their fake polls. But I think the signals they're never giving up, and all of us have to understand this is a fight for the keeps, especially as we continue to win. Jack Posobiec.
Yeah, Alex, that's exactly what's going on. Is they've decided to come up with a new attack angle. It's a new year, looking at, I guess, you know, season two in many ways. If you think of the Trump presidency as a television show, and I think that's how a lot of people have been conditioned to think about it. And they've come up with a new way to describe the whole thing, and that Bannon has flipped. And actually, some people even a far, far left of this are now saying that means Bannon is flipped and he's going to be working with Mueller. And they're really focusing on this treason statement, which to me doesn't honestly sound like something that Bannon would say. It sounds like something that someone, one of these whole cloth believers in the Mueller Trump Russia conspiracy theory, would believe in.
Bannon talking about the leftist, as you said, narrative. But again, it's not treason to meet with somebody who says they've got evidence of corruption of Hillary and the Russians, which is true. That's what you're supposed to do.
Correct.
Keep going. Sorry.
No, and in fact, Hillary Clinton herself we now learned later, was paying for that opposition research from none other than Fusion GPS. So for anyone to simply take the meeting was just a way to find out, hey, what's going on? What's the intelligence out there? How can we get it? This is how this works. Alex, I know you go through such a rigmarole for meeting with sources, for vetting sources, finding out what they have. I've got to do the same thing here in Washington, D.C., and it can be cutthroat. It can be deadly. It can be fatal at certain times. They want to come after you. They might want to try to meet you set you up with somebody that's going to pump you with false information or possibly even worse. So meeting with one of these sources, it's at the same time, you got to do it because otherwise you're not going to get the information, but you always have to make sure who you're meeting with. And that's what Trump Jr. was doing. It wasn't, there's nothing illegal about that
because
they're trying to prove collusion of a criminal conspiracy that didn't happen.
Because 90% of warfare, as the Pentagon will tell you, is informational now, and that's who these operatives are. So it's all about who tries to tell the truth, who has a big track record of being right over and over and over and over again, versus who's been caught lying over and over and over again, even in the WikiLeaks. We know the mainstream media are the bad guys. They're the fake media. Do we get set up sometimes? Do we get some things wrong? Yes. Quite frankly, it's rare. But it's, again, up to everybody to understand that and to celebrate media that's real. Now, let's bring on someone you've interviewed as well, Brent Smith, author of Thump, the First 100 Days. And we'll also talk about the free poster that comes along with when you get the book, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. We really appreciate it. All of us are huge InfoWars supporters and fans, so it was great to partner up with you on the poster and the book bundle. Timothy Lim and Mark Pellegrini are the authors of Thump. Tim is the illustrator. Tim is an incredibly talented illustrator, audiologist by day, and a designer for Lucasfilm, Marvel, and Hasbro at night. Mark also is a writer for comic books, and they came to me probably about 6 months ago with the character of Thump. And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny? And the book retells the 2016 election from the time that Thump comes down the stairway at Thump Tower, and it ends with him swearing on the Lincoln Bible. And, I'm a big believer in that we're in a culture war. Andrew Breitbart famously said that we are politics is downstream from culture. And the same with Clinton Cash, a graphic novel. I'm really interested in creating pop culture for our side because the entertainment industry largely ignores the 64 million Trump voters out there. And this book, Thump, the First 100 Days, is basically a love letter to all the Trump supporters and to the president. It's something that we wanted. We wanted to be the first out with a pro-Trump pop culture book, considering that there is so much negative pop culture out there about Trump, from Saturday Night Live to Colbert to, the list just goes on and on. So we really wanted to come out with something fun and light, something that kids and adults, all Trump supporters, could enjoy. And the book is 50-plus pages of full-color illustrations. And, again, it retells the 2016 election with Trump cast as Donald J. Thump.
And I got to say, your Robert Mueller deal, and all, I guess it looks like Robert Mueller is supposed to be Exxon. But
that's T-Rex.
That's right.
That's Rex, yes.
That's right, Rex Tillerson, but it looks like, yes, Mueller, man.
Well,
is that an actual photo of Mueller?
Yeah, right.
He wants to eat the Constitution and give all the uranium to the Russians. We'll be back to talk about Thump. Yeah, you want to trigger people, donate this to your library. Buy a couple copies, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run.
Well, Brett Smith has worked on some of the number one best-selling books graphically in the country and so much more, working with another amazing team of individuals, worked with some of the top comic book companies in the country. He's put together this new best-selling book, Thump, The First 100 Days. And again, that's Brett Smith joining us right now with Jack Posobiec, who's also interviewed him. You can go to their site and get the book if you want it with the poster, Alex and Thump, The Art of InfoWars. It's a limited edition. It's going to only be running for a few weeks. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have free shipping store-wide still running today, so that will go with this deal right now. It's got to end in a couple days. We have had to pull the Myco ZX from 50% off because it's about to sell out in for months. So we're going to coast out with it at full price for a couple weeks. We're going to have to stop the Secret 12 methylcobalamin vitamin B12, highest quality. That's 50% off. Secret 12, again, is a great, great product. Survival Shield's absolutely essential, 50% off. Supernova Vitality, amazing, 50% off. Colloidal Silver, 67% off. That is selling out. At current sales rates, it'll be sold out in 48 hours. I'm pulling the special today so we can coast out for a week or so. More doesn't come in for, until the end of February, I was told, so almost 2 months. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. These products are high quality, whether it's books, T-shirts, videos, air filtration, water filtration, whatever's the best out there. I either go out and private label it or I develop it with top companies. But SuperMail, by the way, is excellent. A lot of people love it. And these formulas are all different for different people. I can't even take Alpha Power. I said, I want the strongest, most potent stamina, libido, energy, normal, healthy testosterone booster there is. And this is the strongest on the market. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I'm not kidding. It's all seen as safe by the FDA and the rest of it, but I'll tell you right now, you need to only take like half a capsule the first time to see what's going to happen because, I mean, I don't want to get graphic, but I hit 40. I went to the doctor. They did blood work and everything, and they said, hey, you're 40. You want some Cialis and Viagra or whatever? I said, I don't have a problem. They said, oh, whatever, it's fine here. You know how the medical doctors are. They just push everything. I said, sure, I'll take some. Well, Viagra made me see blue, okay, and it did have the effect, they said, but it was ridiculous, but not very good, not much. But it was mainly just maybe where I had, like, high blood pressure and couldn't really see right. Cialis kind of went on vacation and, you know, whatever, with my girlfriend at the time, wife. I don't want to get graphic here, but the point was, it was like, wow, it's like more of a stimulant. I'm just telling you right now, Alpha Power, in my personal experience, is like 50 times that. So I can't take it, all right? I mean, I set out with the formulators. I said, I want the hydrogen bomb, okay? And it's not even meant for libido. That's what everybody knows this about SuperMail. And quite frankly, I just take SuperMail, okay? I can't take Alpha Power, I'm being honest with you. I just can't take it. So InfoWarsStore.com. Enough about that. I'm just being honest with the audience. Now, stamina, energy, I can't take SuperMail all the time because I'm already an aggressive person, okay? And it's cold press, some of the same things. Alpha Power is just way, 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 way stronger. So, again, be careful. 50% off both of them. It's about to end. Getting back to both you gentlemen, Brett Smith of DonaldJThump.com, getting back to Jack Posobiec, I love how it's so triggering to show Trump as this loving little sweet bunny instead of Satan incarnate like they're saying. Jack, you want to comment on this? Brett, jump in. Free for all.
Yeah, actually, so my wife and I got to read a copy of the book that Brett had sent to us, and we thought it was hilarious the way they went through it and some of the rhymes that you use in it and a lot of the pictures, because it actually breaks free of the mainstream media's narrative on Trump and shows you what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish and the people that are against him. And it's done like Dr. Seuss, where it's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up. And it's something that you could show to someone who's younger to try to get them to understand the president. And they would love it, as opposed to, you know, putting on the news or putting on any of these other things. You turn on the TV or put on any social media any of these days, and it's all anti-Trump. It's attacking Trump. It's everything you can to make you hate Trump. But this shows that, no, actually, he's trying to help people. He's trying to do a good thing for his country. These people are just haters. They're sniveling, filthy canards, and they all lie about him. And this is just a great way to show people and put it into that package. And it's funny, too. You laugh right while you're reading it.
Yeah, the writing's brilliant. Mark did a great job. My buddy Colin Medine came in and did a little bit of work on the back end. And Tim's illustrations are just absolutely beautiful. In fact, Scott Adams recently said that Tim is his favorite illustrator. And Scott's been very supportive of
course, that's Dilbert.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a pretty amazing endorsement coming from Scott.
So endorsed by Dilbert. Endorsed by Dilbert.
Yep. Well, and the other thing is, you know, we're never going to win a culture war unless we actually create some culture.
No, this is genius. By the way, I want to sell all the bunny rabbits and stuff you sell for my kids and everybody. I don't want to just sell this. You guys didn't.
Well, that's what we've got right here. We've expanded our line to Thump plush toys, and we are selling these on Thump Tower Gift Shop, which is has a link on our website, DonaldJThump.com. And, yeah, we're going to send you one of these, Alex. I'm going to mail this to Nico so he can pass it along
now,
to you. And
are you going to do one where Thump is scared of Richard Gere?
Okay, yeah, we're getting into kind of crazy territory
there. I apologize. No, I meant because
he's a rabbit, not a gerbil. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I'm being bad. I apologize. See, once I start, it's I can't. Okay, seriously though, I want to sell the bunny rabbits. I want to sell the full line. I want to sell the full line at InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it. I'll talk to Nico and we'll work something out. Alex, you know, you and I should talk also about doing a graphic novel ourselves. I think that. You know, it was Bannon who hired me to do Clinton Cash, a graphic novel, which ended up being a New York Times number one bestseller.
Let's do it.
And I really think that there is, you know, if you want to communicate to young people and if we want to red pill the youth of this country, we can't be talking to them with political ads, white papers, and political speeches. We've got to be communicating to them via movies, TV, graphic novels, comics, animation. We've got to use all of the subversive stuff, the subversive mediums that the left has used.
Exactly. We only engage in news straight up, being honest, we're libertarians or nationalists or patriots. They sneak around and literally hide it in elementary school stuff, everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, from media to tech to the entertainment industry, to education. You've got that crazy video of that teacher that's got the squirt gun.
Die, die, die.
Die, die, die. Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, that's what's great about Thump as well, is that parents can use Thump to talk to their kids about Trump. And they can say, no, you know, Thump is a good guy. You know, he's the hero that we need. You know, he represents the president, and your parents are not evil for supporting him, and he is not going to ruin the world. So, I mean, that's the other reason why we did
Trump. And like an Easter Bunny, he brings little eggs of tax cuts and sovereignty and optimism and free speech.
Yeah, we're going to be working on our sequel to Thump here pretty quick. And it was great that we got the tax cuts, because that gives us a really wonderful third act, you know, to come back.
He doubles the $4,000 of child tax credit. That's a golden egg. So Thump's going to be laying golden eggs?
Yes. For the foreseeable future, absolutely. That's the plan. And we'd love to partner up with you on Thump.
Let's do it.
As well as on some other projects. So you and I should definitely talk.
Absolutely. Jack Posobiec, you want to comment on Thump?
Well, one thing I like about it is your comment as well about how we have to win this through culture. You know, Alex, you were talking earlier about how you've done pieces where it was you doing acting and performing in a role that isn't meant to be literal, but we know it's still sending that cultural message forward. The same way a comic can put a cultural message forward, in the sense that anyone will be more receptive to it because they, oh, this is just a comic book, or this is just a graphic novel, this is just a children's picture book, right? And the same way that I've seen Alex use songs so many times, where people try to use a song to attack you, and they say, oh, we're gonna tear down Jones, we're gonna tear down InfoWars with this song, and you turn it and you actually make it into a positive, because that's how we use culture, that's how we have fun, and honestly, that is the tools that we're gonna use so often. Trump uses humor so many times. The media, they like to try to take his jokes out of context and say he's being literal. We know he's not being literal. We know he's using humor.
Sure, you've also
noticed.
That's
why we've got to use context.
They use, like, all the late-night comics that are really teleprompter readers, posing as comics, posing as news reporters, putting out fake news. And then when we criticize them, they go, oh, you're just criticizing a comic, but that's not what they're doing. And then when we put out something like a comic book or something, I've seen them do it to you. They go, oh, the people that make comics. But they're the ones bombarding our kids with crap like Joe Camel, right through to, you know, comic books about Heather having two mommies or whatever.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on the left when it comes to pop culture. And like I said, they've been doing it for nearly 40 years, for as long as I've been alive. And it's all about subversion. Yuri Bresmanov talked about this back in the 80s, about how the Soviets knew that they could never defeat us in a hot war. But one of the things that they knew that they could do would be to subvert the culture from within and to turn everybody within. And Sun Tzu said that subversion is the highest form of warfare, because you don't have to raise a standing army. What we need to do on our side is get more creative and start utilizing creatives who are right of center and conservatives who are creatives, and start creating some wonderful, magnificent...
No, you're right. That's the next revolution. That's the missing link. That's the missing gap. That is the Rosetta Stone. We'll be back.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.